Up in your hood with about the burn. Come through, flip your shit like they flip first. In 3, 2, 1.
It's Street Anthems, bitch.
Hey, come on.
Music certified by the streets.
This your man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on this station. I'm playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B music. I'm also showing love to all the independent artists with the Indie Spotlight segment. So tune in to your favorite station right here. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, Street Anthems Live Mix Show. Yeah, keep it locked. Get live with DJ Will Money.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
We can't be stopped.
This is the hottest station in the game. Let's go.
Okay, 100 Radio, Atlanta.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
Let's get to it, shall we?
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
You know the drill.
K100, you bad
one. All right.
How's everybody doing?
K100 Radio. I am your host, Liz, and welcome everybody to the show. Let me throw you guys up here in the making. What's up, everybody? What's up, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ladies? What's happening? How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
How are you?
I'm great. Listen, this is a direct line interview. We over here rocking out with making with the Mako girls. And I got to tell you guys, we're doing things a little bit different tonight. So tonight, I'm bringing a guest in live over here on our Instagram live camera. So you guys that are watching over here on this camera, you guys get to see me a little bit, and then you get to see my guest. Normally, we talk to him on the phone. But, of course, you guys that are listening on K100Radio.com on our app, or you guys watching on Facebook and YouTube right now live, you guys, of course, can hear the show as it goes on. But if you want to catch a visual of these wonderful R&B pop divas that we're going to have this conversation with, you can hop on over there to our IG Live. If not, if you're riding around listening to us right now, we appreciate you for listening. Also, if you're listening to this via our podcast on Spotify, thank you very much for tuning in. All right. So let's get to it. This is a direct line interview with the Mako girls. And just for clarity, I've interviewed these young ladies before, right? And it's been a while. So they've grown up some more. Every time I talk to them, they level up a little bit. They get more fancier with the music. The music gets better. They get older. They get more lovely. So listen, it's glad to have you guys back on the show again. We've got some new music that we're going to talk about with you guys out. The good thing about my watchers over here on YouTube and Instagram, I know you can't see their face right now, but you will get a chance to watch the new video that they've got out that I'm going to play. So if you're on YouTube and you're on Facebook, then you get to watch the videos. But if you're on IG, you get to see the lovely ladies right here. So I don't know what y'all going to do. Y'all can switch back and forth. You know, figure out how to get this correctly on all on platforms. All right, listen, again, I'm your host, Blizzum. This is K100 Radio. So first of all, I'm going to stop my background music right here real quick. And I'm just going to let these lovely young ladies introduce themselves. Mako girls, you take the floor. Give it to me one by one, ladies. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Mimi.
I'm Anai.
Yo, it's Tina.
And my crew comes in and we're turning up the crowd. The neighbors at the door because the music's getting loud. We can party all night and sing in the spotlight. And I'm gonna tell my friends how to have a good time.
And we're the Mako Girls. If you guys don't know, we are Atlanta-based girl group. We sing, dance, and rap. We are sisters and been performing together for 8 years.
We make pop and R&B music that everybody can turn up to.
All right. They had it already together. See how planned and thought out these guys are. Let me tell you something about these young ladies now. Now, first of all, they said they've been together for 8 years. You know what's about to happen, right? I told you guys a long time before. I said, it's going to happen. Just be patient. Y'all coming up on that about 10-year mark that most artists have to go through to put that grind, that real work in so they get to that boom. And then it pops, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You're not interviewing with us no more. You're on the Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? So, it's the natural order of things. It's the progression, right? So listen, first of all, I'm glad to have you guys back on the show. So let's talk about the growth. I think I last interviewed you guys maybe at least three. It's been about 3 years since I actually interviewed you guys straight up. I've seen you but not had a conversation.
Yeah.
So that's a lifetime when you're your age, right? You know what I'm saying? That's 3 years. A lot can change from 15 to 18. Things can go crazy, all right?
Right.
I'm a witness. Things went completely crazy for me from 15 to 18. Completely, my life was upheaval, right? But I know you guys got a stable. I know you guys got a stable background, a stable home, and everything. But a lot can change. So let's talk about what's changed over the past couple of years since the last time we interviewed you guys. You got had a great project out. The music is still there. You guys are still working. But let's talk about what's really changed with you guys as a group. I see that you guys are still together, and I'm so happy because I'm always concerned about groups because we know how it is with groups.
You know.
But you guys are actually really sisters, so I know that love is authentic. You know what I mean? So let's talk about what's changed over the past couple of years and how much you guys have grown.
A lot of our style changed over time. I know, like, before the pandemic, we all, like, kind of dressed like triplets. But, like, now we each have come into our own style in the group. So, like, each person needs to now actually take a member or, like, know who they relate to the most and stuff like that.
Out of the group.
And then even just our style of music has changed over the years because I'd say about 2015 to 2017 era of Mako Girls was, like, a lot of rap music coming out from us. We still love it. But our foundation was singing, so we wanted to bring that back into the mix. So a lot of the new music that you guys will be hearing soon within this year is a lot of us using more of our vocal abilities. And also, you know, we're not going to forget about the rap. It's going to be in there, too.
Yeah.
Also, we've been doing a lot of things virtually. Making content has been the biggest change in our career. We've been doing TikTok and almost at a million. We have, like, 50,000 to go, and we're at a million. So we're super excited about that. Have been collabing with a lot of great brands within the past 3 years,
such as INVU, Dolls Kills. We are ambassadors for Beats
by Dre, ColourPop. We've been doing a lot of things, just collaborating with a lot of different people and just getting now back into the swing of doing performances and everything within the world. So we're super excited for more changes to come. A lot of people have been recognizing us from even this platform with TikTok and making content and fun things for other people to watch. So it's been going crazy for us. We're really excited, and we're hoping that you guys love everything that we get ready to put out.
All great stuff. Listen, you guys were just so made for TikTok. Like, even though y'all were around before TikTok really was just great, you've been putting some real work in. You guys were just really young, literally young kids when I met you guys. But the way y'all are, the way y'all look in the music, it was made for TikTok. It was like the perfect match. I just knew in the back of my head, they're going to do something, some dance, something going to go crazy, and TikTok going to, you know what I'm saying, take them out of here. Amassing a following on that particular platform is excellent. You know, it's really great, and I know it's brought you guys, you said you partnered with Beats by Dre, like, stop playing, you know what I'm saying? For the same guy that was at the halftime, that Dre, that product, so yeah, that's actually great. So I know you guys said that the music has changed, right? Okay, let's talk about that. Now, I looked at the videos that we're getting ready to play in a little bit, Leverage. I also looked at Ready. I know you guys didn't see me that song, but I got it loaded up anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. I might pull the trigger on that one anyway because I liked it. But I see you guys are just still dancing the choreography. Everything is on point. But it does have a more pop feel. So is that because, and you know, our background over here, we love rap at K100 Radio. And I know you said you didn't abandon it, and I hope y'all don't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I forgot which one of y'all it was. One of y'all was nice with the bars, with the pen. Who was that? Which one was it? It was like
the one who was always going. It was Keena.
Right.
And then we had to like show everybody, hey, okay, all of us can do it. All
right. Last time I talked, she was nice with the bars. I'm like, oh, lip, I hope she don't stop. But anyway,
right.
So does that show and reflect a change in maturity of you as young women that made you kind of get away from hip-hop? Because let's just be honest, people feel like hip-hop is a, you know, fall into the purpose is young, you know, whatever. And they say, oh, as older you get, you're supposed to calm down, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah.
You know, but anyway, is that because you guys are getting older? Is that making you kind of pull away from it and go more R&B-ish?
I feel as if with us switching from hip-hop to more so pop tracks, we did hip-hop type tracks because it was easier to write to and we could release more music at that time because for us, we're just getting into writing. So writing a verse or a rap was much easier than like developing a melody for a song. Like we would
right.
get a chorus, but like developing stuff for like verses stuff, that was very
yeah.
like hard for us. So like,
right.
Switching, not that we don't like it because we still would, we have some other songs that will be coming out that have more so of a like rap type cadence to it. So we can't wait for y'all to hear those as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really the main reason why we had switched from hip-hop to the pop R&B type feel because
right.
yeah.
yeah, I feel like that rap cadence also is brought into the pop style that we have because we don't always belt notes. Like we're not like a Her or LMA. We can do it, but I feel like our cadence is more in that Kalani like sing rap type of cadence.
Yeah.
So
right.
I feel like that's where it kind of transitioned was just making our cadence with that rap and because we love hip-hop and all that just went into pop and just adding more swag to the pop that we were doing
yeah.
because I felt like it wasn't super poppy. We like to have that swag. So I feel like that's what it transitioned to.
And right. it's also, I would say, to like challenge our vocals because we will always sing like a bunch of covers and stuff. At one point, we're like, well, we want to sing our own songs
right.
too. So we're like, okay, well, then mm-hmm. let's try to get back to trying to write like songs with like melodies and stuff like that. Or
mm-hmm.
at least like try to hear like if somebody could present us a song and we can like
work that out.
Work
yeah.
that out.
Right. Well, that's no, I understand that completely. Of course you do. You definitely want to get into writing your own songs because those are the ones you get the pub for. You know what I'm saying? You want,
right.
We want to make those hot. Let's get to the bag for real. We want to make our own stuff hot. I get it.
Right.
You know, another thing I noticed, got to tell you, you guys are sounding better vocally too now. You guys, everybody feels more comfortable. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just listen to the music. I've been following you guys for a while now. So I'm listening
yeah.
to how everything is changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The sound is growing. Everything is changing. But I still just got to love how you guys are still together. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad to see as a family and as a group. Because, I mean, there is no girl group out. You have no competition. You know, you guys have no
right.
comp right now. Like you literally could pop off right now, and who in the hell is a comp? Who?
Right.
There is nobody. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like the perfect time. Like it's perfect for you guys to do what you
yeah.
guys are doing right now. Tell me about that. Like tell me what it's like to be the only group that you really see out here. You know, to really just feel like because I know people are probably want to pull this one and say, hey, let's just
mm-hmm.
try this solo real quick. And
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, to see what pop off, you know,
no.
when you're in there with producers and stuff like that. Talk about that for
yeah.
a bit.
I feel like for us, it's a little different. We have a mission, like, in our like, mind for us as a group is to
yeah.
be that group for this generation because we knew how much it made us, like, affected us. This is why those groups are why we do what we do today. So I feel like with the kids and this generation coming up, they don't have that. And that's why we really stick it out. And when it's tough times, we feel like this is something bigger than us. We love making music and stuff, but
yeah.
a lot of the passion when we first started was seeing other people, like, you know, be inspired by what we were doing and being inspired by, you know, the other groups there are watching. So I feel like that's one thing that pushed us to keep going. And seeing other groups, it just, like you said, it's like a clear avenue now. So it's
yeah.
like no reason to stop. Just keep going because they're going to see all that hard work from those years paying off and seeing like, okay, they staying around for something. Like, that's why we just keep going. It's sad to see because they're groups that we were supporting that are actually not a group anymore. So we're like, okay, they just definitely cleared the way, and we're just going to keep pushing.
You guys got the advantage, I'm telling you. Whatever you do, I was pulling the strings and I was the executive and I was the person, I'd be like, the last thing we want to do right now is break up because then that one becomes You know, you throw them back in the pool with a million other solo acts. There is no other trifecta. There is not one, literally not one right now. I'm talking about on the big levels in the indie. I don't even go around in the independent circuit and see a trio of women. Like, I haven't even seen one in years. And, you know, we do this for y'all who don't know. We be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I see you. Are you guys going to South by Southwest?
I'm not sure, actually, because we started getting back in the swing of even being into the mix of things. So hopefully we'll be doing it for a lot more things this year.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm getting ready to go out there next week. And I'm going to be actively watching the city. Because of this interview, I'm literally going to be like, you know what? I'm in the back of my mind, I'm going to be legit out there at all these events and all these performances and all these amazing people. I'm just going to see if y'all got any comp. I'll come back and report back. And tell you. If you don't come nowhere, but I'll come back and tell y'all. Tell y'all people to email me. I'll tell y'all if y'all got some competition out there. Because right now, I don't see none. Honestly, I don't.
Yeah, I know we've been seeing a couple, like, on TikTok, but none in, like, our area. Not like how we used to see when we first started with a lot of different groups coming out at the same time. But none of them are really doing it anymore. So the ones we're seeing are not even in Atlanta. Some of them are in different places. And
some
then the ones,
like, across the country.
Yeah,
like
there's one that is here that we actually support each other. So it's really cool now for, like, to have that support, because, you know, when it's normally girl groups in the same area, they try to, you know, make it be like a competition. But we actually show each other love on social media, so it works out cool. But, yeah, not that many that we see,
for sure. All right. So just a second ago, you kind of said you kind of getting back into it. Did you guys take a little bit of a hiatus?
Just because of the pandemic. We haven't been going out like that because we weren't doing shows because we were just trying to make sure that we stay safe and we stay healthy and stuff like that. So that was the reason why, like, we've been out of the loop with certain shows, but like now we're getting back into it. But really, during that time when we were out of the loop, we were working on content and building our numbers on social media platforms.
Yeah.
Well, you did that. Yeah. That worked. That was worth that little, you know what I'm saying? That was worth the downtime for you guys. That worked out perfectly, which is what every other independent artist should have been doing. But, hey, what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? All right, this is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
You know the drill.
K100, you bastard.
And we're rocking out right now with the Mako Girls. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. All right, if you're listening to the podcast on Spotify, please hit that follow button, all right? Please follow the Mako Girls at Mako Girls, M-A-K-O Girls, all right? If you don't know about them, they got some really good music, and we got to get into the music. You know, unfortunately, our direct line interviews are slated for 30 minutes, but it's three of them, so I feel like I got to go over by default. Like, it has to be the complete conversation. But I want to get into some of the music, all right? So let's go ahead and jump into it. So I've got a couple of songs here, and I know that the latest single was Leverage, correct? All right. So let's talk about that song before I even get a chance to play the song in the video. Let's talk about the inspiration. Really great video, really great visual. I'm gonna show you guys anyway. But let's talk about who produced it. What made you talk about this particular subject on the song? I hear y'all popping y'all ish. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about what made you create this particular record and how it came to be.
Yeah, we're in, first, the song Inspiration, like, the message behind it was us getting talked to a lot of times about if a guy was to come at you.
Don't let them split y'all up.
They got to be on a level and stuff like that. Or they got to go and hit the world, like, that kind of concept. And so we had pushed this idea because we were working with Right Key and collaborating with them for, like, a project. And we had gave them this idea about the song, and they had put our idea into, like, a beautiful melody and a great beat behind it. And so that's how, like, the whole production of this song came together. Yeah. I believe the producer was
Charles Piper. Yeah, he's really amazing with this beat right here. This song just exudes confidence, self-love. It's like, we do a lot already. So if you're coming to try to holler, you got to come with something. And that's kind of like the boss mentality in the song, that confidence that we have in this one. And it's just fun. It's a lot of energy. It's really poppy, like everybody says. But we love it because it's just good energy. And it's also still spreading that message. And we wanted, you know, some girls out there to hear that. Well, all the girls out there to hear that and be like, okay, yeah. he ain't on my level. So, yeah. But, you know, that's the type of thing we're giving off in this song. We love the sass and the attitude.
Okay, I got to say something. I'm sorry. I got to say something before I play the song. Okay, I know I'm not your father. I met your father. I know. That's how I got met you guys, you know, managing you guys, you know, good guy. Like,
yeah.
So I've been slick, like, I've been slick kind of going into daddy mode when it comes to y'all, because I've been seeing y'all since y'all was little girls. Like, I actively checked the nigga one time, talking a little bit too much about y'all when y'all was still little girls. I'm like, hold on, homie. You know what I'm saying? You probably wouldn't even possibly know that, but I was like, well, I know them. I'm about to swing on you like that's my kids. You know what I'm saying? I've been like that with you guys. It's been really just cool to watch you guys get to where you are now, and I just always had the feeling you guys were going to blow, so I always tuck our interviews away. I always keep this archive, this footage and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, I'm going to be able to go back, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, maybe I can sell my footage to Netflix for $30 million. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just saying,
right.
Seriously.
I'm going to hold that together. You're going to be like, hey, those clips from those interviews put in this documentary.
With that being said, I'm saying that because it's just funny to hear y'all say, oh, when a guy stepped to me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
yeah.
What? I like, I want to get my shotgun too with Pops, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, for real. But you guys
yeah.
have just really, you've grown, and that's excellent. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really proud to see you guys, you know, coming into the women that you are. So I'm getting ready to play this song for all you suckers out there that's trying to talk to the Mako girls. Get your mind right. All right?
Right.
Be on deck. Don't come up there playing games. We ain't doing no scrubs. You already know who they're going to come behind.
Right.
Stop playing. K100
right.
Radio, this is Leverage.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard.
If ain't been around like a merry-go, calling all the shots, making all the plays. Guarantee you'll get a call from his ex today. Pulling on skirt, gotta make a scene. I'm a little extra, they call me a queen. And for a very good reason, I'm winning all year long, all the seasons. Oh yeah, I know you wish you had the key, but I'm a real tough one to please. If you ain't on my level, babe, better go and hit the ball. Try to finesse your way, cause I'm not one for playing games, yeah. I'm all about my business. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little bit selfish. I'm all about myself and just a little expressive. That we may believe. I only like the real, I don't do the fake. Probably blew the only chance you ever had today. I'm turning up,
yeah.
Please don't kill the mood. I'm a little different with my attitude. And for very good reason, I'm winning all year long, let's believe it. Oh, yeah.
I know you wish you had the key, but I'm a real tough one to please. If you ain't on my level, babe, better go and hit the ball.
Don't wait, hit the road.
Don't try to finesse your way, cause I'm not. I'm all about my business.
Ain't nothing wrong with being just a little bit of a bitch. I'm all about myself and just a little expressive.
K100 Radio, hip-hop
right.
And R&B.
Yeah.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, why I'm your host, Chris, and this is a direct line interview. We are chopping it up with the Mako Girls. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We've got them live right now. So, again, if you're listening right now on K100Radio.com, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. Of course, if you're watching over on YouTube and Facebook, you just saw that really nice, crisp, professional video for Leverage right there. Who did the video, ladies? Who shot it, directed it?
Colin shot it, and we worked together to come up with the concept behind it, and
yeah.
He helped make this come to life. So we really do shout out to Rick Collins. for working with us on this. And also, he worked with us on Ready as well. So he's really dope.
All right. Shout out to him. The video looks great. Cinematography, everything. You guys are rocking in there. All right. Again, if you guys want to call in right now while we got the Mako Girls live on the air, you can do so. Area code. Oh, I said 561. My bad. That's wrong. It's 516. I'm sorry. My bad. Hold on, let me change that. I mean, let me change that right. 516. I'm sorry, y'all. Area code 516. 387. I put that down. I was trying to type it at the same time. 387. 1523. All right, dial this number right here if you want to give these guys, young ladies, a shout out on the air. Dial that number right there, and I'll bring you in on the air so you can talk to them real quick and give a shout out. Can't bring you on IG, but you know, if you're on Instagram, you can see us right now having this conversation. So please call that phone number right there, area code 516-387-1523. Just if you see the pin comment, that's 516, not 561. Okay. My bad. Anyway, back to the show. Okay, so listen, ladies, that song was dope, and we've got another record over here by you guys, too, Ain't Thinking About You, all right? I'm going to play that one. We also have one more. I don't know if you have time, but I got the video also for Ready.
Yeah.
Right, so, but we also, I know management wants me to play the Ain't Thinking About You, so we'll play that one in a second. So let's keep on pushing with the conversation real quick. This is a direct line interview. We were rocking out with the Mako Girls. So let's talk about... Right now, the future. Now, you guys started out the conversation telling me about all these wonderful branding opportunities you guys got, these collaborations, all this stuff. All right, so let's talk about, I know I'm kind of project a little further in the future than, you know, but I want to go there because you guys, time flies and you guys are growing fast.
Yes.
Music pops off. Everything's great. Everything's good. What's the natural progression for you ladies as women, as artists, you know, what do you guys think happens after the Mako Girls pops when it really goes down and y'all have all these opportunities? What's the one thing that you guys feel as a group that you just got to do that you haven't been able to do yet?
Ooh, I would say the number one thing, because so many people ask us this question, is like, who do you want to collab with? Just collabing with every artist that we said that we want to collab with. Like,
yeah.
Artists like Ariana Grande, Doja Cat.
Chloe and Halle.
Yeah, a lot of different people. I will agree with that, but collaborations. Because even right now, we haven't had that happen, like, with the people that we want to actually make our mark with. So I feel like those things are going to be super amazing. Also, I'd say hitting more stages, like something big, like a Coachella. Like, we're really excited to put on the big, because our manager, he's also into the production. So we already have it on our list, always thinking about what our show would be like for these award shows, for these different festivals, because we feel like our showmanship is like crazy and people love the energy, seeing it live and people being able to see us put on a show. So I feel like that's like the next big thing on our list. Like, when it blows, okay, what's the show, you know, what's the next big show that we're getting ready to do?
Yeah,
to put on.
And I would also say like touring around the world, because that would be like the biggest thing for us. Because we love to travel, we love to experience different cultures, and we always get like, oh, when are you going to come to Germany? When are you going to come to this place? When are you going to go?
Yeah, meet and greet for sure, because we have been doing stuff virtually, so to actually see the fans in person and, you know, being able to connect with them, because that in-person connection is so different. That's how we've gained a lot of our following in the beginning, so to be able to bring that back and they get to meet us and all that stuff will be great.
So where you guys been so far? You said you travel, you like to travel. Where you guys been so far?
Jamaica, London, Bahamas, all along the East Coast. And we've done one show, I feel like, well, it was for us to film in California for PBS, but mostly with our live shows, it's been all along the East Coast.
Okay, all right. So Bahamas, London, all those places, I know you were over there and just kind of like in your brain envisioning like, oh my God, I can't wait till we come back over here and... You know, really on tour, and you know, right now we're just kind of visiting, just getting the feel of it, you know. But I understand what that may feel like. So,
yeah.
First stop on the world tour for the Mako Girls. First stop, we going there first. It's gonna be where?
Brazil. Yeah, we see it in the comments, but because we have a ton of fans there, they support us heavy over there. So we have to come show love. We're always still love. Yeah, yeah. When it starts to, you know, go crazy, and we can make it over there. That is one of the places we have to stop.
That is interesting. How did that happen? How did you, I mean, the internet, TikTok, duh, but still, you know what I'm saying? It still has to be a message to the, how did that actually come about?
we were actually pushing a lot of our content and everything that we were doing, like, worldwide, like, different places. So whatever countries that was showing us a lot of love, we would keep, you know, pushing our stuff in those areas so they could keep seeing it. So that's kind of how we started getting a lot of love from places like Brazil. So we were just like, oh, there are, and then after that, I feel like it just kept, people kept gravitating from those areas.
Like Brazil, they even with our post on TikTok, like our second most, like, view place, like, where people are from is like the United Kingdom, like,
yeah,
that area.
And then it was also like France,
the Netherlands, like all
Japan.
Yeah. So it's been a lot, especially with like TikTok, we've seen a lot of different people from different places, like Saudi Arabia, and our lives and stuff telling us where they're from. So we definitely know those places because we put our stuff in front of them specifically. Mm-hmm. That's why the love is coming from there.
And what, even at this level right now, ladies,
yes,
to have real fans, to have people that you know barely speak the language, really don't even know. You know they ain't from around the way. They ain't just local support because they went to high school with you or they know your mama and them and all of that. You feel what I'm saying? Those are fans. Those are just complete strangers who are now recognizing your music. Your videos are doing great numbers. I've looked at your TikTok, everything. Like, okay, these girls have really built up an organic fan base. What's it like to have real engaging fans now at this point? Because you know it gets even crazier. You're going to get some stands at some point, right? You know what I'm saying? What has it been like? Have you had anything kind of like, let me block them because they're acting a little too crazy? What's it like getting real fans and that kind of notoriety?
It's actually really crazy. We already been manifesting that we're worldwide this thing. So I feel like it's just coming to us now, seeing a lot of people from different places. It's exciting. We've had our moments in person where we was like performing at a high school and the fans, they never even met or heard of us before. So just seeing us perform one time, all bum rushed us. They've been wanting to do their rap for us and talk to us behind the stage. Like, it was really cool
and
to have that effect.
On our social media, we went on live on TikTok one time, and we were supposed to be, like, talking about our song, Ain't Thinking About You, how it's supposed to be releasing. And then they're in the comments already before we can even say anything, saying, pre-save their song, Ain't Thinking About You.
Yes.
So like, pre-save it now. And I was just like, whoa, that's crazy, because now it's like getting to the point where we don't even have to push it as much. Like, they can start,
they'll start helping out.
I
yeah.
said there was one dedicated fan on TikTok. She's from Hawaii.
So oh,
like,
yes.
We were over there at one point. We're like, man, we haven't heard from her in a while. Like, what are you missing?
Yeah, she was playing. We feel like she's playing around with soda. She should be joking. But she was like, oh, I want to see y'all so bad. Like, I would run away from home. We were like, wait, no.
That's good stuff, yeah. Definitely tell her no, and you know,
yeah.
and that's a level of responsibility that's going to come, you know, with success,
yeah.
You know, great power, recognize, you know, it comes with a level of responsibility. Did I know that you guys, I know you guys got it up here, you know what I'm saying? I know that you guys are together up here, you feel what I'm saying? So I know you guys are going to always do the right thing, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that goes without saying, but then, you know, some people get drunk with power and then it goes left. I definitely don't foresee that in you guys' future. But, you know, just remember that, you know what I'm saying? Remember the conversation. Remember what it was like to not have one person know you. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to just kind of dial it back and remember when you didn't have no fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes you can have so many, you'd be like, F the fans. No, it's never F the fans. That's how you got it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely. All right, so let's talk about I Ain't Thinking About You. I don't have a video for this one, so we'll just rock out with the audio. You guys listening over there on K100 Radio and you guys watching over here on the live streams, you'll be able to hear it. All right, so tell me about this one. The thought behind it, the production, everything, and we'll go into I Ain't Thinking About You.
Well, the thought behind it was, like, we presented this song, I believe, as well, and we wanted something where we're, like, we ain't thinking about, like, the drama or the negativity.
Yeah.
We just want to focus on what we want to do, just, like, keep going and stay hard on our grind.
Yeah, so this song is really an anthem. We're really excited for it. It's big energy, and we're loving that. We're loving that it's chanting almost like everybody's having fun with this song. Like, they can all sing it and be like, I ain't thinking about you. So we love the energy behind it. We love the message. It's just focused. It's basically having that tunnel vision, and we just love that this song basically kind of brags a little bit. Like, we've been doing this with not many people helping us. We have our people who've been supporting from day one, but it's not, you know, this is basically bragging that we've been working hard,
and we're going to keep working hard, and we ain't thinking about the distractions or what people have to say, and it's just a lot of fun. So ain't thinking about you. If you ain't pre-saved, then you still got time. Click the link in our bio.
Because it drops tomorrow.
It drops tomorrow.
Oh, we got it before it really drops. You know, K100 Radio, this is a direct line interview. Mako girls, let's take it away. They ain't thinking about you.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna burn till I die. Only thing I got is money on my mind. I ain't thinking about you. Don't be wasting my time. I work hard, dedicated to my shine. I ain't thinking about you. I ain't thinking about you. I ain't thinking about you. I'm in the moment, kind of feeling just a little important. Yeah, I'm in the zone. Yeah, kind of take me up, but I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, I'm right for myself. I go ahead and spend a couple bands on myself. I run around town looking less for myself. Ask me how I got it, I ain't doing all. I'm too much, and I ain't out here showing no love. But when I come there, then I come clutch. And it ain't for you, ain't for you. Then I turn awake when I'm focused. It got me to this place, but you know this. Don't need a fake friend to the bonus. Cause you already know that. I'm gon' grind till I die. Only thing I got is money on my mind. I ain't thinking about you. I'm kind of flossy, but I guess I really can't cause I'm bossy, yeah. And I ain't playing, didn't think about luck to be a lady, yeah. We're proving it wrong, it's about time we let no info. We work hard and we dedicated to the grind. Nobody else gon' steal our shine. Can't say that I'm too much, and I ain't out here showing no love. But when I come there, then I come clutch. And it ain't for you, ain't for you. Then I turn my waist when I'm focused. It got me to this place, but you know this. So lean a fake friend to the bonus. Cause you already know that. I'm gon' run till I die. Only thing I got is money on my mind. I ain't thinking about you. Don't be wasting my time. I work hard, dedicated to my shine. I ain't thinking about you. Grind till I die. Only money on my mind. Send them dollars if you want it more time. Don't care, I won't have it. I'ma grind till I die. Only money on my mind. Yeah, cause you already know that I'm gon' grind till I die. Only thing I got is money on my mind. I ain't thinking about you.
Hottest hip hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
Oh, uh-oh. Oh, my bad. There it is.
K100, you bad.
All right. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Rizzo. I was turning stuff down, missing this stuff. This is the direct line interview. We are rocking out with the Mako girls. I got this nice little slide going that y'all can't see. Y'all pictures and stuff on the other screen, so you can't see it. But you go back and watch the replay on YouTube, y'all find out. Y'all see how it looks. Anyway, it's been a really great conversation, ladies. You know what I'm saying? That music is hot. That song right there is jamming. That's got a lot of energy to it. You know what I'm saying? That one right there. I like the hook on it too. I like the way y'all did the hook. I like the way it was sung. You know what I mean? So when's the video for that?
It's coming. We're filming this month. We're really excited. Working with a lot of people. Working with Kiki Uli on this project. She's really excited. We already been planning this like a long, I would say a couple months ago. So right now it's getting ready to be grind mode for us for the next couple weeks to get this video shot. So you guys will be seeing it shortly.
All right. That's what's up. I'm going to play Ready on the way out. Cause I got that loaded up. So as I leave, I'm going to just play that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just play that. I'm just going to load it up anyway. Forget it. I know y'all didn't tell me to do it, but I'm doing it anyway because I like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm playing it. So let me get that one ready. And I'll let you guys introduce that one too. All right, before we get ready to go.
I'm gonna say. Right.
All right. So anyway, but before we get ready to roll out, is there any like departing thoughts that you want to tell the listeners, people who may have heard you for the first time? Sometimes this may be like the first time people have ever heard of you, maybe on this particular interview or this podcast or whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they don't know the history. But I didn't want to, since we only got like, maybe we're already over, right? We're already past 30 minutes, right? So I'm trying to wrap it up. So is there anything that you would just like to put out there as a group that maybe you just you haven't had a chance to just express? Like sometimes when people do interviews, we kind of command it and we drive it the way we want it to be drove, you know, kind of lead to the questions. But I want you guys to talk about something that you guys want to talk about. Just real quick before we go. What's something that you guys just felt like as a group you want to address?
I feel like for us, I know something that we definitely want to address is that we want to have fans that really love us, because we have a lot of supporters and we want people to actually get to know us and get to know us as individuals and find the person that you like and love us as people as well as with the music that we do. We want to have that connection with our fans, and when it comes to us releasing music, that they can actually relate to it and that is something that they actually are feeling. So we really do appreciate y'all. Y'all definitely support and show your love. We're always going to be there to chat with y'all and, you know, always thankful that you guys have definitely got us further within this past year.
And also shout out to the team, because they really put in a lot of work and they put in a lot of help. So, like, we really appreciate you guys.
Who is the team? Give the team a shout out real quick. Give it to
them. Yes, shout out to our engineer, JP, audio guru. He is always on all the hits right now. So y'all listen to all the music. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's behind y'all.
Shout out to our PR, Rochelle.
Yes, shout out to our managers. They are always on us all the time. Shout out to our vocal coach. Shout out to Marvelous Enterprise, because they have definitely groomed us to be this great cast. And Kiki Ely, Jay Perkins, a lot of people who have been with us. Jay Nance. We shout out to all of our videographers and people who we've worked with.
All of the choreographers we've worked with.
Yes. So you guys know who you are. If you work with us, you know we show a lot of love. So thank you guys so much for the love.
DJ Fahrenheit.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. Lism, thank you, because you've been supporting us since day one and been rocking with us with everything we've been doing and the growth, and you see it. So,
and also shout out to Sun and Sky Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we got it out of there. All right. I want to make sure everybody gets it out, because I'm saving all this stuff. I'm selling it to Netflix for about 5 million. And about 5-10 years from now, well, I need 5. They just gave them boys $30 million for that Kanye footage. I need at least 5 for mine. Half of mine, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. But no, for real though, I've always, you know, looked at young ladies and I said, you know what? They got it. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like that 8 years ago. And now you guys are like much, much, much better. So why would I feel any differently at this particular point? You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make sense, right? You know what I'm saying? So you guys are definitely on your way. Before we get ready to go up out of here, I want to remind everybody that if you're listening to K100 Radio for the first time, if you've never heard of us, please download our free mobile app. It doesn't cost anything. Our mobile app is free. It's available for your iPhones and your Android. So if you're watching this show on the YouTube, on IG over here, and YouTube and Facebook, or if you're listening to our podcast on Spotify, open up the app. Live music 24/7, interviews like this one, DJ mix shows, music review, something called Illa Kill. Maybe you heard about it. I don't know. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? Goes down on Wednesdays. Maybe you heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. Like I said, to tune into us and take us with you on the go, download the app, Bluetooth that thing up, and rock out with us in the gym or wherever. But we're live 24/7, breaking people like the Mako Girls and a whole bunch of independent artists and some people that you've heard of, too. That's what we do over here. So before we roll out, though, I told you guys I had one more, and I'm just, because I want to, because I can, I'm going to leave with Ready. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to give me a segue before we get ready to go. I'm just going to segue it all out, and then, you know, so you guys can go ahead and roll, because I know we're already over the time. First of all, one more time, where can they get all the music and follow you guys at on social media?
You guys can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Mako Girl.
You can watch our videos on our YouTube channel, Official Mako Girl.
You can check out all of our information and get our merch on our website at www.makogirls.com.
Mako Girls.
MAKOGIRLS.
Notice it's a K, not a C.
And you can find all of our music on all streaming platforms, also at Makeover.
You guys can even really do that. Last time I did interview you, you guys got all that shit down too. All right. K100, you think you guys weren't doing that the last time we talked? Nice. All right. You guys have been busy. Before we go, last one of the night, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, you're in for a treat. You can watch the video. This is called Ready. And if you guys over here on Instagram, you guys just rock out and watch these young ladies bob their head and vibe out with them. Make sure you go follow them. Make sure you get that music. Make sure you support them. All right? All this black girl magic over here on our broadcast. K100 Radio. You ready?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one. You bad
one. Yeah, yeah. Pull up to the spot, my whip looking hot. I ain't gotta tell them, they know what I got. My team look like gold, know that's cause they are. Shining like my wrist, yeah, this girl in touch. I make my own moolah, does this girl do too? Ocean in the backyard, water blue. Money in my world, but my wealth has money. If you ain't got it, might be acting funny. Oh yeah.
We ain't got a chance to get on your back. Everywhere we go, we have a good time. We don't get impressed by no flashy lights. That ain't nothing. Me and my girls, we ready.
And that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in to this last couple of minutes of this direct line interview that we rocked out with the Mako Girls. We lost them over there on the live feed on IG, but I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Make sure you go check them out, all right? And if you are right now listening to us on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. And if you're on Spotify, make sure you follow the podcast. This is K100 Radio. We're going to get back to the rotation, back to the music. That new Mako Girls joint in rotation over here too, by the way. All right, so tune in. Tune in, you dig? It's K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard!
You bastard!
Playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B in the nation, K100 Radio. Listen to us on the TuneIn app, 24/7, on the go.